Be still and know. How do you blow away your blues? What is your method of packing up your troubles? What do you do when things go wrong? Some while ago, the editor of a famous newspaper invited readers to write their answers to these questions. Among the many answers, there were several that were especially good, writes columnist John R. Gunn. For instance, one woman wrote, I stand before a mirror and grimace at myself and say something like this. Nice person you are, face like a fiddle, not at all a nice person to know. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Smile, for heaven's sake, before your face sets. That does the trick. And here's another. I read Charles Dickens, wrote an office worker. When I read of Mark Tapley in Eden and his contention that the only time there is credit in being jolly is when things are looking about as bad as they can look, I take fresh heart and say, as Mark did, floored for the present, but jolly. But the best answer of all came from a woman who wrote, When I have the blues and everything seems to go wrong, I have an infallible remedy. I go to my room, get down on my knees, and talk to God. In a few minutes, the blues have gone, and I want to sing with joy. Perhaps we can't keep away the blues, but we don't have to yield to them. If we will look for them and use them, there are always remedies for curing our worried spirits and getting rid of our blues. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from 1 Peter. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.